Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. I want His will with all my heart." Elizabeth adds, "I say it to Him over and over. Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost. Work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks to grandmothers and reading letters from grandmothers. I do want to thank all of you who wrote me wonderful letters telling me about the things that you do with and for your grandchildren. And I just hope that there will be many grandparents inspired by listening to these suggestions that were sent to me by different ones. The next one is from Lillian Roberts in Maryland. She says, "I could hardly wait to respond to your request regarding hearing from grandmothers. I'm a regular listener. I became enthralled with your life." Oh my goodness, she's going on to say some very nice things about me. I guess I better skip some of those. But she says, "I recently finished your biography of Amy Carmichael's life. I'm four times a grandmother. My second husband and I live a quiet life. Russell has Alzheimer's. I am living in circumstances which only His grace and glory can be credited for the acceptance and, yes, joy. I am practically 60 years old. I grew up in Kentucky. I am one of 15 living children of the same two now deceased parents. We were tenant farmers and sharecroppers. My maternal grandmother Buchanan lived in our home for a period of time during my preschool years. Those brothers and sisters who are older would help to be more concise, but I remember the melodies that she taught us. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above looking down on us in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. The scripture, they will return on eagle's wings." I'm quite sure that you'll be familiar with that one, she says. "Floated around in my memory for years. Later, we have all become aware that somewhere back there, someone was praying for our large family. We are such a diverse group. We love one another. We have a family reunion every Memorial weekend. We all know the Lord. We have attributed much of that prayer to what must have been a very godly woman, our grandmother Buchanan. I remember visiting her in town during my high school years. Mama left her bedroom each morning with the bed made, her silver hair piled high, held intact by combs, and her work-worn hands perpetually smoothing her aprons over the folds of her clothes. About 2 months ago, I framed a picture of Grandmother Buchanan and her three daughters in a large, oval, antiqued Victorian picture frame and hung it on the staircase wall in my large gathering room, where God has been separating the chaff from the grain, as He promised to do in this place. As I studied the face of this handsome woman, I saw the deep sorrow etched in her eyes. She had just lost her husband in a logging accident. Even as I write this, Elizabeth, I am understanding what drove this woman to her knees. She is seated with her three small daughters. My mom, the youngest, about 1 year old, is seated in her lap. How scary it must have been. I began to get a sense that this picture was hung in just the right place. I'm drawn to it each time I enter the room. As I write, the spirit is moving deeply within. I was in North Carolina in the middle of August visiting one of my beautiful daughters-in-law. We were having a wonderful time talking about the things of the Lord, and I was in the middle of sharing with Marianne the story that I have just shared with you. I was saying something like, "I don't know why it's so important to have that picture hung in that room of so much prayer." The Holy Spirit broke in and impressed, "It was her prayers." I was just enveloped in the sweetness of understanding. For the knowing of why it was placed there, but more that He wanted me to know, He came personally to tell me. what love he has for his children. How fortunate I am to have had Mattie Susan Wilson Buchanan as my grandmother. By the way, I'm praying for each of my grandchildren in a very new way. I wrote them each a letter of blessing at birth, but will increase my diligence. Elizabeth, one sentence doesn't do it. But I'm greatly blessed by the road that you have traveled. I would love nothing more than to sit with you for a cup of tea. I've only been to your bailiwick once, but I can enjoy the visits beside the sea and the long bike rides through the craggy dunes through your storytelling. I must make one other statement. I once heard you say that an awful lot of your character building took place in those years when you and your little daughter were living with and teaching the men who had killed your husband. Elizabeth, that brought so much encouragement to me in the midst of my present situation. Only today, I'm learning that I live now in the bread of his presence. I want to read that last sentence again. I know that I am learning to live now in the midst of the bread of his presence. Isn't that a lovely letter? From a grandmother named Lillian. Oh, I forgot to tell you, she put in a very affectionate little photo of her and her husband. I always appreciate getting photographs because then I can picture you, which is certainly impossible if all I have is a letter. But now I have a most unusual letter. A grandmother never knows how or when her very existence, her example, her prayers may deeply influence a grandchild. In this case, unbeknownst to her at the time, she helped a soldier in Japan make a radical change of plans. Here is his letter. Dear Elizabeth Elliot, recently on Gateway to Joy, you mentioned grandmothers. I thought of my grandmother, petite wife of an old-fashioned Free Methodist preacher. Let me tell you what grandmother did for me. I was a 19-year-old soldier in the occupation of Japan shortly after World War II ended. On this particular day, I was doing guard duty at the main entrance to our base. A young Japanese woman came into our guardhouse, sat on my lap, and I kissed her on the cheek. Then I made a date with her for 7 o'clock that night outside the base for the purpose of sex. When my shift was over, and a letter from the States, it was from grandmother. I read it, and the spell was broken. I didn't keep that date, and I remained a virgin until my wedding night, several years later. Thank you, grandmother. Isn't that a remarkable letter? Do we ever have any idea of the long-term ripple effects that our prayers may have? That young man listened to what his grandmother said and certainly had a radical change of plans. A few years ago, Lars and I were met at the airport on one of my speaking engagements in New York City by a man who happened to be a policeman. Well, every time I had an opportunity to ask people for their stories, I do so. And I always figure that a policeman or a fireman has got all sorts of stories. Well, this man had some stories. Some of them are so gruesome that I won't even tell you on the radio. But on one occasion, I said, "Did you ever have to use your gun?" He said, "I thought I was going to have to." He said, "I went to a house where there were a whole group of young kids that were doing drugs and drinking. And when I got there, I was confronted by a young man with a gun, pointing his gun at me. Of course," he said, "I got my gun out, and I said to him, 'Drop that gun.' He hesitated, looked me straight in the eye. I pointed my gun at him, and I said, 'Drop it now.' He dropped it, but," he said, "of course, I took him to jail. And I said to him, 'You've got a Christian somewhere in your family, don't you?' And the young man looked down hung his head, said, "Yeah." "Who is it?" I said. "I got a grandmother that prays for me," he said. Well, I said to him, "You better call your grandmother and thank her for sparing your life. You were going to kill me, weren't you?" And the guy said, "Yes." He said, "Well," he said, "I might have had to kill you first. Thank your grandmother for her prayers." Are you a grandfather? You also have a very solemn responsibility to be an example, especially to your grandsons, but of course also to your granddaughters. How I thank God for a very godly grandfather who showed us his love for us, taught us scripture verses, taught us hymns, pointed to different pictures that he had on the wall that had long stories behind them, that revealed to us something of his own spiritual training. And there was just an example there on both sides of my family, thank God. I'm very blessed by having come from a Christian family with Christians on both sides, mothers and fathers. Have you thought about the fact that God will hold you responsible for what you show your grandchildren? May God help us to be faithful.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.